When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I think predominantly, Jenny, my job is to be a coach, and my job is to create a very clear vision of where we're going to go and a really clear culture that inspires big ideas to thrive, which is creating a culture of trust and fearlessness and accountability. That is my job and what I think about every day.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Marketing Vanguard podcast.
Hi, Jenny.
I'm Jenny Rooney at Adweek, and I'm thrilled to be here with Taylor Montgomery, CMO of Taco Bell. Taylor, thank you so much for being
Thanks for
here.
Having me, Jenny. Thank you.
This is really fun because we're at Social Media Week here in New York, and I'm usually doing this, obviously, back at our offices. So it's a thrill to be here with you live and in person. We do this from time to time. Marketing Vanguard podcast is really where we go deep on marketing leadership and the decisions that marketing leaders are making that really change the trajectory for their brand, their business, and frankly, even culture and society, because I think marketers and brands can have so much impact. But it's really all about you. It's about you as an individual. It's about you as a CMO. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. I'd love for you to just start by sharing, everybody listening, a little bit about Taco Bell, because I think it's such a storied brand. Bring us up to speed. I mean, it's been around for decades, but obviously it's, you know, in 2024, what is Taco Bell?
I think we are the same brand now that we were 62 years ago when Glenn founded us.
Interesting,
and
yeah.
And that's a rebel brand.
Yeah.
I mean, when Glenn opened the first Taco Bell in Downey, he made a choice to bring something different to consumers. Mm-hmm. He just believed that tacos and burritos had a place in a burger world. And I think that's where our rebel spirit started. And I think it's changed and evolved over the years, but we're still the same rebel brand now than we were then. Our menu's just a little bit bigger.
Quite a bit. But I love that rebel brand concept. And I do think that brands that have sort of that history, historical context is everything, right?
Yes.
I mean, it does power you as a person, you as a brand. And I obviously think that that's unique about Taco Bell that you're bringing to the fore. Now, speaking of historical context, you personally have such an interesting history as a marketer, and sort of your growth path has been something that I think I've certainly been very fascinated by. I geek out over CMOs' educational backgrounds as a rule, because I just think when you really start to look at the, you know, flip through pages and people's bios, it's fascinating to see what kind of like foundational education they have in their past and perhaps what they're bringing to the fore. So let's start with you. Let's talk about your educational history first, and then we'll kind of get through your career path.
Yeah, so I'm a Notre Dame grad.
Go Irish.
I did my undergrad at Notre Dame, and I studied two things, marketing and psychology. I always had a passion for business and really understanding what drives and grows businesses, and that's what marketing is all about.
Yeah, totally.
And then as I started to go deeper into kind of the marketing side of everything, I realized it's all about people and consumers. So I said, you know what, I'm going to go learn about psychology and how human beings works and how people's minds works and social psychology. So that was my education at Notre Dame. And I had a lot of really great internship opportunities. I would highly recommend everybody out there, like, push, ask questions. I interned at an agency. I sold suits for Nordstrom and did merchandising. I wasn't very good at that, but I tried. And I sold washers and dryers for Whirlpool too.
Awesome.
So, yeah, that was part of the education for sure.
I love that. Listen, I mean, personally, I feel like psychology should be foundational to every marketer. I mean, sociology, psychology, the way people work, the way people interact, the way communities interact. I mean, it's so foundational to all the work that marketers do. You had the good fortune of getting in at P&G, which
yes.
I think we all know is just one of the hotbeds of marketing talent, always has been, continues to be. But it's such a unique brand experience being there. Talk a little bit about that, you know, your sort of path through that, and then talk about how you got to Taco Bell.
Yeah, so I was pretty lucky to start as an assistant brand manager right out of undergrad at P&G. And there's maybe one or two in the world that get to do that. Yeah. And everybody else has an MBA. So me, 22-year-old kid, just needed a paycheck. And I was just grateful to be there. But it was the best and most formative experience in my life and my career as a leader. And I think what P&G teaches you is, one, how to actually be a great leader, how to lead other functions outside of marketing, functions like sales and we called it CMK, but that's like insights and data analysis and all of the other functions in product. How do you learn to actually not do the job, but lead and get the best out of them? Mm. And it teaches you how business works and how marketing and brands ultimately drive business growth. Yeah. They teach it to you pretty early.
Yeah. No, I mean, listen, P&G is, it's so unique in that regard. I do think, you know, the practice, it has evolved so much, so dramatically, certainly on the B2C side, but also the B2B side. And so that's a conversation for another day. But I think we're seeing, because a lot of people who come through P&G, you know, they obviously end up skewing towards B2C. I mean, that's sort of the natural progression. But I do think we're seeing way more B2B brands. And by the way, the definition of marketing within an organization can vary dramatically depending on the type of company. I think, but the work that you do, your kinds of brands, you know, your kind of CMO leadership, I think it's informative to a lot of different types of companies may not be sort of coming from that P&G well, but certainly are taking a page from the consumer strategies
100%.
That have been so dramatic.
And I think every company and every sector is a little bit different.
Yeah.
I would say that restaurants are actually very similar to consumer products in the sense that what's at the center of what we do is the brand and the consumer. Mm-hmm. And when the brand and the consumer are at the center of a company, you have a marketing company. Yeah. And not every company is the same. Sometimes it's product, sometimes it's R&D, sometimes it's sales.
Totally.
But that's why, you know, I love Taco Bell and love QSR. It's a great, great category.
It is. It's a fun category. It's a great category, which is a great segue into now my asking the question about, you know, your path at Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Because you've been there for 10 years, which is it's so unique. And I know you and I were talking earlier about the concept of like putting in the time and you've actually done that, but you bring such a unique, you know, CMOs, we talk about it all the time. Tenure's so short. CMOs do move between companies so frequently. And they may not have had the history at a given company that you do, but you're sort of in that unique space where you've spent 10 years, you've come up through the brand management role, you've seen so much and you're bringing all that to the fore with now your CMO role. Talk a little bit about that path and where has it been really awesome? Where has it also been frankly
tough.
Challenging? Yeah.
Yeah. So I started with Taco Bell as a senior manager doing all of our product innovation. So in the kitchens, thinking about what is going to be the next big menu idea.
Yeah.
And if I'm honest, Jenny, you know, you have to have people in your camp that believe in you. Every single one of us has had somebody in their life and in their career that has seen a spark of who you could be.
Yeah.
But maybe you're not there yet.
Yep.
And I had a lot of really great leaders like that at Taco Bell that saw something in me that maybe I didn't see in myself and pushed me.
Yeah.
So I started as a senior manager. We had a director leave and I raised my hand and I said, hey, I don't really know this category that well, but I know that I can do this job and make an impact on the team if you give me the opportunity. And Marissa Thalberg, actually, our old CMO, said,
Marissa,
you know what? Go for it.
Yeah.
Take it. And that was kind of my experience. And more, I started to take on more responsibility on the domestic side. So I was kind of running the brand management practice for the U.S. side. Then I got a little curveball. I got asked to be the CMO of our international division, which was one of my most fun assignments in my whole
career.
Very scary.
Okay.
I mean, scary because you go outside the U.S. and it really strikes you how much opportunity there is for the brand.
Yeah.
When you look at our franchise partners, they love Taco Bell even more than me.
Yeah.
And you feel this weight of responsibility, but then this like insane amount of freedom to go take a bunch of risks.
Yeah.
We turned the moon into a taco. We did Taco Moon. Why not? Right? So, I mean, I think that was scary, but equal parts really empowering. And then I got asked to be the CMO in North America about 2 years ago.
Wow. That's great. You know, and Taco Bell also, we mentioned P&G being sort of having this history of grooming marketing leadership and talent in the industry. Taco Bell has too.
Yeah.
Talk about that for people who perhaps don't know. You mentioned Marissa, but I know we know some other names in
there are some other names that are still in QSR. I think what Taco Bell does a great job at, and when you look in the restaurant industry, there are a lot of CEOs and CMOs that have come from Taco Bell.
Yeah.
And when I think what Taco Bell as a company teaches you is the power of three things. One, how important it is to be ruthlessly in touch with your consumer.
Yeah.
Really understand who your consumer is, what they think and feel about your brand. How do you get really tight on what they need from you? Mm-hmm. And if you can figure that out, you can unlock growth in huge ways. And I think that's what Taco Bell teaches you, number one. Number two is the power of a big idea.
Yeah.
The power of a big idea. I remember we were trying to do a collab with a company who I won't name, and they said no. And it was for some chips that we wanted to do. And I had just gone back off the road, and I was in the elevator with our CEO at the time. And he was like, well, how did the meeting go? I said, not so great. Actually, it didn't go so well. They said no. And he said, well, why don't you just start your own brand? I said, you know what? I didn't think about that. He's like, why don't you just bring me a plan in 30 days on how we're going to go do that? So we built like a chip business that was about $30 million in a couple of years.
Unbelievable.
So I think it's one of those companies that awakens the fearlessness I think you have to have as a leader.
Yeah.
And that's where big ideas come from. So I think that's number two. I think the third part is, man, it teaches you how to push the envelope.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. We want to be the fastest growing brand in the category. We also just think that we're a brand that, yes, we sit in QSR, but we think that we're something more. Are we a lifestyle brand? No, I think we're something else. Mm. And so when you have an orientation like that and you think about yourself as a brand that kind of defies boundaries and sits in its own category, it changes something in you. And so I think when you put those three things together, the consumer piece, fearlessness and big ideas and really pushing the envelope, that's what makes great business leaders and why there's been so many great leaders that have come through time.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Taco Bell.
But you have to have the whole organization adopt that thinking.
You do.
And that's not always easy.
No, no.
It takes a lot of effort. I mean, that's where the internal marketing piece and sort of getting everybody on board comes into play. I want to mention, obviously, perhaps not obviously to folks who aren't aware, but Sean Tresvant is the CEO of Taco Bell. And he came up through Nike and at Taco Bell, he was in the CMO role. So, you know, he's that unique CEO who has that experience overseeing marketing strategy.
Yeah.
Talk about that dynamic. I mean, I think we're seeing that more certainly on the B2C side of this industry, but you know, this migration of CMO to CEO, I've been tracking it for a number of years. I do think it's a thing. It's perhaps in some regards category specific or company specific, sector specific. But, you know, what is it about having been a CMO that you think enables somebody to lead as an effective CEO? And also for you as CMO now, how is it working with him?
Because that's
a different
dynamic. Great, Sean, if you're listening, great. No, I think a couple of things. I think why, in my opinion, why CMOs make great CEOs is you understand what ultimately drives growth for a business and a brand.
Yeah.
And, you know, for us at Taco Bell, there's different types of CMO roles all over the place, right? But I think for us, you know, the CMO role is a growth function. Yeah. Our job is to come up with the ideas and strategies and systems that are going to push the brand and the business forward in really big ways.
Yep.
And when you focus a lot of your time on that, and then also understanding, honestly, Jenny, the mechanics of how do you do that? How do you bring those things to life? How do you bring those big ideas to market that are really going to drive the business forward? I think when you get that feel for how a business and a brand works and how the consumer thinks about you, you become really well equipped for that job. And a lot of CEOs from Taco Bell were the CMO first, including Sean.
Well, I mean, you should say that loudly because we're living in a time where a lot of headlines right now are saying XYZ company got rid of the CMO role. XYZ company is not rehiring for the CMO role and instead is, you know, basically taking whatever those responsibilities were and sort of, you know, siphoning them off to multiple people. Any reaction to that?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things I see a lot in some CMOs and all of us in marketing is we kind of can get caught in the craft and not think about the impact.
Yeah.
And I think what CMOs and what I try to do and what Sean, you know, pushes me to do all the time is think about how you drive impact for the brand and the business in ways that are going to grow the business.
Yeah.
And do you understand how the business works?
Yeah. Right?
And understand how the levers you have within marketing push and pull that. And that's something that Sean and I talk a lot about. And your question on, hey, what is it like when, you know, your boss and the CEO were CMO first? I think it's great. It helps you push ideas faster. You have people, somebody that has a shorthand that understands, and you get another set of creative feedback, which is always good. But it's really helpful.
Well, it's interesting because in both your cases, you've both leveled up to higher roles. And so, you know, Sean's got many more demands on him. You have many more demands on you. It's interesting because, you know, the complexity of your jobs has risen. And what I'm going to go back to this question about this point about the fact that you've sort of like laddered up within the company.
Yeah.
There's a question I ask in this podcast all the time. I was a big soccer player, so I love using the metaphor of sport to ask this question about what kind of a leader are you? And so you can pick your sport. Obviously, we're in a big basketball time right now, so you can use that as a reference point. But the point is, how, you know, what kind of a player are you as a leader? Are you, you know, are you playing defense? Are you on the defensive line protecting the goal at all costs? Are you in the midfield really trying to be that connective tissue between the offense and the defense? Or are you on the front line trying to get those wins, trying to get those goals at every turn? The interesting little add-on I asked this question of you of is the fact that you were a team player. You actually came up through being on the team. Arguably, you're kind of in a coach role now. And yet you're still, you know, a team player in the C-suite. So talk a little bit about where you, Taylor, sit on that team, on that field, you know?
I think predominantly, Jenny, my job is to be a coach. And my job is to create a very clear vision of where we're going to go. And a really clear culture that inspires big ideas to thrive, which is creating a culture of trust and fearlessness and accountability. Mm. That is my job and what I think about.
Was it hard to go to that though? Because you were a team player before.
Yeah, it takes discipline, I would say. And it also takes some perspective. And you got to surround yourself with some people that have been there.
Yeah.
I think that's one thing that we forget is you don't all of a sudden wake up overnight and become a great CMO. Like, you got to really be humble to ask questions and get feedback from your team and surround yourself with really successful CMOs and CEOs that have been there before you to help figure that out. I think to your thing on team players, I've never been really good at any one position. At marketing.
Interesting.
You know, I've had a passion for a lot of things, but, you know, in my career, what I've really tried to do is to be as well-rounded as possible.
Yeah.
And so I think sometimes you got to be the coach, but if you've played every position on the field, you can give much better guidance. You can help forwards. I'm going to see if I get this soccer analogy right.
You can
help forwards score more goals.
Yeah.
You can help midfielders. I was saying middlemen, but that's not it. midfielders help assist other players. You can help defense play better defense if you've done that.
And you have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think that's your job as a CMO in the C-suite, actually, is you're actually not the coach. You're actually more of a midfielder.
Yeah.
Your job is to create and inspire ideas and push growth, but connect all the other functions together so everybody sees their role in that and helps make the ideas bigger and better.
As long as that's you can connect those dots and say, be able to say to your CEO and your board, I did that. That drove that business.
Yep.
That's just so key. We are at Social Media Week here in New York, as I referenced earlier. I have to ask you this question about social media in the context of this, because earlier you said to me, you know, there's so many things risky about social media strategy for a brand, especially one is, you know, large, established, has the history that you do. Yes, Taco Bell can take risks, but by the way, it's got such a legacy and you have so much, such a consumer base to stay true to that, you know, arguably you have, yes, the ability to take risks, but even more responsibility. And slip ups are probably, you know, nobody wants to slip up.
They happen.
But how do you have to figure out, you know, how do you empower your social media team to be the best they can be at Taco Bell?
I think it starts with two things. I think one is trust. You got to hire the right people. And you got to have people on your team, and a couple of my team members are sitting here that you trust, that you know we're going to make good decisions for the brand every minute, every second, every day when you're not going to be there.
Yeah.
There are a lot of times that we react to things in social that I don't want to see, because if I'm looking at it, we're not moving fast enough. And so you got to hire the right people and people that you trust. And then you have to create the right culture of accountability. Which is, if my social team is going to be accountable for how the brand shows up in social, they feel that. They feel that weight and that responsibility, and they're going to make good decisions. And they're going to make mistakes, and you got to be there and help them and coach them through that too.
Yeah.
But I think it starts with that. And then you got to have a really clear vision.
Yeah.
Who are you as a brand? Where are you going to play? Where are you not going to play? And there's always gray areas.
Yep.
But if you can get really clear on that, you take some of the risk out.
Yeah. Any advice to folks who earlier today we had a conversation on the stage about the concept that, you know, social media management is actually, great territory for developing ultimately to be a CMO. Any advice to folks who are right now in that social media management role or similar roles who aspire to the top slot? What skills do you think that they need to especially hone? And what is it about experience in social media management that makes them uniquely positioned to elevate to that role?
Yeah, let me start with that part. I think social media managers are really well positioned to be CMOs because you see and feel what consumers every day think about your brand.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the things it takes to be a great CMO or leader in any brand company is you got to love your consumer.
Yeah.
And that means being okay when they're telling you the truth that you don't like, and being really in touch with how they think about you, how they feel about you, what you could be doing better. And I think when you are on a social team or you're a social media manager, you see and live that every single day. And it makes you really, really well equipped and well armed to move up and to be a CMO, because you got to think about the consumer. That's your job. I think to your other question, Jenny, on
what should they hone?
Yeah. It's perspective. Always push and seek more perspective on how your role within social can impact the brand and the business more and more broadly. And I would just always ask, that would be my advice, just keep asking, how does this impact our overall growth priorities as a company and as a business? How is this going to help us change and evolve the brand that we want it to? And the more perspective you seek, the more dangerous you're going to get every day in what you do.
What's one decision you've made that you're proudest of, that you feel has had a real ripple effect, either for your brand or for your business or for the industry?
That's a good question. A big decision that I've made that's had a big impact. I think one of the most recent ones was what we did with Taco Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the thing that I hope that it rippled in culture in the industry isn't that we did something cool to free something for everybody else, but to show the responsibility and impact that brands can have on culture.
Yeah.
And for us to do something and give something back to everybody that makes, sells, and celebrates tacos, I think was a really important thing and a really important moment, I think, in culture to show some bravery and courage that hopefully inspires other brands and other people to kind of do the same. How do you look for some wrongs out there and how do you right them? and have a lot of fun while you do it.
Yeah, yeah. Favorite menu item at Taco Bell? You get this question all the time, I'm sure.
I am a pretty classical Taco Bell person.
Taco Bell
classic.
Purist.
I'm a Taco Bell purist, a just regular crunchy taco with 5 packets of fire sauce. Okay. I like 1 packet per bite. Bean burrito, grilled, extra onions. If you have not gotten a grilled bean burrito, you're missing out on probably the best thing on the menu.
Okay.
And then the new thing is we just launched our new Cantina Chicken menu. The Cantina Chicken burrito is unreal.
Okay.
Unreal. So all those three things all the time. Those are my daughter's favorite things too.
Well, then I will take my daughter and we'll go get that.
Yes.
Next. Last quick question for you. Question I ask of everybody on this podcast is, who's next? Who should we interview next for the Marketing Vanguard podcast? It can be somebody who you know really, really well in a marketing leadership role, or somebody who you've never met but you admire from afar because of the kind of work they're doing.
I think that's a really good question. I got to think about that. Who should you interview next? I got to pick somebody from Taco Bell, actually.
Go for it.
Is that okay?
Yes, of course.
I think if you really want to learn about social and who does it well, you should talk to Nicole Weltman on our team.
Awesome.
That's who I would bring in.
Okay. We'll do. We'll reach out. Thank you so much,
Taylor. Thank you, Jenny. This is fun.
For being here, for being at Social Media Week, and let's talk again soon.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Marketing Vanguard, part of the Adweek Podcast Network and Acast Creator Network. This podcast was produced by Jordan Pratano, executive produced by Al Manarino and John Heil, and edited by Lane McGibney at Boutwell Studios. You can listen and subscribe to all of Adweek's podcasts by visiting adweek.com/podcasts. Stay updated on all things Adweek Podcast Network by following us on Twitter at Adweek Podcast. And if you have a question or suggestion for the show, send us an email at podcast@adweek.com. Thanks for listening.
Hey there, podcast fam. Are you ready to break free from the social media rut? Hold on to your hats because we've got just the thing for you. Meet Viral Growth, your one-stop shop for leveling up your online presence. Whether you're a personal brand or a company, they've got the tools and know-how to take you to the next level. With Viral Growth, forget about those endless hours of video editing. They handle everything from brainstorming to polishing your content so you can just focus on being awesome. And guess what? We're hooking you up with a sweet deal. Use code ADWEEK for 10% off when you sign up. Ready to take your social media game to the next level? Head on over to viralgrowth.io and let's turn those digital dreams into a reality.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.